The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Dantro the Planet Man and our friends from Earth en route to Mercury were contacted by two space pirates aboard a disabled ship who pretended to be survivors of a pirate's raid on the freighter. Planet Man, while suspicious, nevertheless has contacted their ship and is aboard checking their story. Pat and the kids are aboard the Planeteer, which is alongside waiting for Dantro to get back.
Is it 5 minutes yet, Pat?
Not quite, Jane.
I think I can hear them coming now.
Is that you, Dantro?
It's okay, Pat. All right, Billy, stand by to blast off.
Right.
And Pat, stand by to release the grapples and the airlock.
Yes, Dantro.
We'll be on our way in a minute.
What are you going to do?
I want to pull away a little and then blast that freighter. Oh, by the way, what are your names?
I'm Slick Brock, and he's Blackie Starr.
Blackie and Slick, this is Miss Darrow, Billy and Jane Darrow. They're part of the crew. Treat them with respect.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you. I'm sure we'll get along fine.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, Pat, cast off the grappler.
Yes, Dantro.
Hit the outwater, Billy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Billy. Take the controls for a minute. Just hold it steady as it is.
I still don't understand why you're blasting the freighter.
I can't leave it drifting this way in space. Some other ship might run into it. It's not worth salvaging anyway.
Sure isn't. It's an awful sardine can to begin with.
Here goes.
There she goes. So long, Eurenius.
Were you part of the crew?
I sure was. I was the engineer, and Slick here was the first mate.
What did the pirates do with the rest of the crew?
I'm afraid they're all dead.
Yeah, they were a great bunch of guys, too. I'll miss them. But that's life.
If there's anything we can do to make ourselves useful on this ship, Planet Man...
Just stay out of the way and remember what I told you.
Sure, sure. You got nothing to worry about as far as we're concerned.
You know, I think your hunch was right about those two, Dantro. Do you believe them about being attacked by pirates?
It could be. The pirates have been very active in the system for a while now.
Do you think they're right about the pirates' fleet still being somewhere in this area?
Well, that could be true, too. It's the only reason I haven't advised the League that we've picked them up. Slick says he'd recognize the pirates again if he saw them. Well, he's an important witness. Too important to advertise to the pirates. They're always careful not to leave survivors who might identify them.
What difference does that make?
Well, you see, Jane, while the pirates can attack anywhere in the system, there are a few places where they can go with their stolen wares. If we have a description of them, there's a good chance of our capturing them when they try to get rid of what they've taken. Anyway, we'll be in Mercury soon, and we can turn them over to the League Patrol and let them check their story.
Do you think Planet Man fell for our story about pirates putting some survivors on that asteroid?
I don't know, but we'll find out soon. He's got to make up his mind whether he's going to turn around and head back for the asteroid belt or keep on to Mercury.
Is there any other way we can take over the ship?
Our only chance is to get Planet Man and some of the others off onto that asteroid. As long as we're on board the ship, we can't get away with anything. Those two kids are like leeches. I've been trying to shake Billy Darrow all morning. Every time I turn around, he's watching me.
Yeah, I got the same trouble with that kid, Jane. She's worse than he is. It's the first time I've been alone since we got on board. And locked in a cabin this way, there's nothing we can do about it.
I have a hunch the Planet Man's going to check that asteroid. All of these law and order guys have a streak of soft-heartedness. He wouldn't want to take the chance of being wrong and having all those people die without at least trying to save them. And when he does, we'll take over.
Have you decided decided what to do, Dantro?
Well, I'm afraid there's only one thing we can do, Pat, and that's to check the asteroid.
When are we going to turn around?
Well, I've already turned around, Billy. I turned a half hour ago.
You mean we've been going out toward the asteroid all this time and you never said anything?
Well, I'm sorry, Billy. I wasn't trying to keep it from you. It's just that I've been thinking about those two and I forgot to mention our change of course.
Boy, I certainly have to hand it to you, Slick. You certainly put it over. That planet man can't be too smart to swallow that story.
Don't be too cocky, Blackie. We haven't got the ship yet.
Oh, I know, but if they're stupid enough to fall for that line, we shouldn't have any trouble.
Now just watch yourself and don't give the show away. Those kids have been on our tail constantly. And by the way, watch your grammar. You've been a little sloppy.
Don't worry about me, Slick. I'm watching every word.
Billy, I've been watching Blackie. That doesn't take much work. All he does is sit there and read those comic books we brought along from Earth.
Yeah, I heard him laughing before. I thought that maybe something was wrong. Maybe he got space happy or something. He was sitting all alone in the corner of the lounge roaring to himself. When I saw what he was doing, I couldn't help laughing myself. Boy, is he a dope.
He may not be smart, but he certainly is strong. Did you see those muscles?
Yeah, he's the brawn and Slick is the brain. I think Dantro is right. Slick is the one to watch.
Well, you keep watching him, and I'll bird dog Blackie.
Billy and Jane are apparently convinced that Slick and Blackie are shady characters. Will these two space pirates be able to overpower our friends as they plan? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left our friends on the Planeteer, they were headed for an asteroid that Dantro wanted to investigate en route to Mercury. Aboard the Planeteer are also two disguised space pirates, Slick and Blackie, who hope to overpower our friends in a moment of unpreparedness. Now we find them as they are approaching the asteroid, on which Slick and Blackie said there are some survivors from the pirate's raid.
If our directions were right, we should be about there.
Well, how can you tell which asteroid it is? There must be thousands of them out there.
According to what Slick said, he'd recognize the right one. You better go back and bring them up here now.
They'll be coming for us in a minute now. Are you sure you know the plan?
Oh, you act like I was stupid. All right. When we land on the asteroid, we'll tell him that the crew was somewhere around.
Yeah.
Naturally, before he lands, he'll go around it with the ship. Of course, he won't see anything because there ain't nothing to see.
Yeah.
We get him to land by saying that maybe they got into a cave or something. Then we take them to that cave we used to hide the loot that time we took the stuff from the Martian freighter we raided.
Okay, then what?
I'll go in first. You'll get them to follow me. And then when they're all in, you'll explode the mine at the entrance where we planted it in case the loot was discovered. And I'll go out that back entrance and do the same.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't it lucky we planted those mines that time. Remember, we thought some of the crew might try to double cross us?
Yeah.
Boy, is Planet Man going to be surprised.
Yeah, okay, you know it. Now, just be sure you don't slip up anywhere. Leave the talking to me and do just what I told you.
Yeah.
Someone's coming.
All right, come on out. Dantro wants you two in the control cabin.
Of course, Miss Darrow, after you.
I appreciate your politeness, but if you don't mind, I'll walk behind.
Gee, you still don't trust us, do you? Gosh, Miss Darrow, we're as innocent as two little lambs.
Mm-hmm. Well, just the same, I'll walk behind.
Don't argue with the lady. Come on. That's it over there, Dantro. That funny-looking one with a bump on its side.
Are you sure that's the right one, Slick?
Well, I can't be certain. After all, I never seen it, but the way I heard that pirate describe it, it couldn't be any other one. It's the only one with that funny thing sticking up like a big nose.
Are we going to land?
No, not right away, Pat. First, we'll make a circuit of the asteroid and see if we can find any signs of life.
So dark, you think you can see them?
Well, perhaps they have an emergency flare of some kind going. In any case, it's better to circle at a distance and then come in close and drop a few uranium flares. They should give us enough light to see objects as big as people against the rocky surface of that asteroid.
We're getting pretty close.
We'll start circling now. You people keep your eyes open. Slick, you particularly, you know these parts.
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know anything about this section of the system. It's just that I heard the pirates talking.
Well, in any case, keep a lookout for your friends. Still nothing. Are you sure that this is the right asteroid, Slick?
I can't be certain, but it's the only one that fits the description I overheard.
We're going to have to land, then.
On that little rock? Are you sure it's safe?
On the rock is safe enough. It has practically no gravity, and there's plenty of room for landing. When we drop those flares, I could see a lot of flat surfaces.
Will we all go looking?
Well, I think that's the best idea, Jane. I want us all together.
Can't Billy and I stay here, Dantrell?
Well, all right, Jane, if that's what you want to do. Slick and Blackie, you two stay in front of us every minute.
Don't worry, Planet Man. You can trust us.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, we're as innocent as two little lambs.
Billy, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Jane.
I didn't like this at all, Billy. I think they're up to something. I was afraid of what might happen if we all left the ship.
What can you do? You spoil our chances of getting on the asteroid. What are you up to?
Well, here's my idea.
What is Jane's idea to stop Slick and Blackie? What will Dantrell and Pat find on this mystery asteroid? What will Slick and Blackie have up their sleeve? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantrell, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.